Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, September 18th, 2006. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber on a lovely Monday morning here in rural South Central Pennsylvania, where we prepare and share these messages from. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our desire today to encourage you. The message is titled today, God's Constant Goodness and Care. The scripture text is a rather obscure passage from a really obscure book, one of the minor prophets, Nahum 1, verse 7.
The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
Ally Mustafa Mikhail, a 22-year-old college student and cloth merchant who converted from Islam to Christianity 11 months ago, was shot and killed September 7th in the Manabolio quarter of Mogadishu, that's in Somalia. He had refused to join a crowd of Muslims chanting Quran verses in honor of the lunar eclipse. I periodically refer to the persecution of our fellow Christians, but reading a story like this puts a face on it. And if you go to the website today, there is the full story that you might read. God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good.
This has practically become a modern creedal statement used by many the last several years. At times, it seems to be an almost trite statement expressing a wonderful theological truth. I'm writing this today from the comfort of my home office on a beautiful late summer day looking out over peaceful rural scenery. I feel so inadequate in preparing this message as I consider the persecution so many of my Christian brethren endure all around the world.
What a wonderful truth the prophet Nahum expresses in the daily text. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. God's goodness is among His immutable attributes, a constant, unwavering goodness. There are no brief glitches in His goodness, no temporary freeze-ups. The deficiency is never in His goodness, but rather in our very limited comprehension of how it is sometimes expressed or the varying circumstances in which we experience it.
He cares for those who trust in Him. This is a constant, ongoing care that never ceases. In the New Testament age, the Apostle Peter reminded the early believers of this care in his simple statement, He cares for you.
But cynics scoff, and as earnest believers, we surely do wonder, what happened to His care for people such as Ally Mustafa Mikhail, as Stephen pronounced it earlier? I'm not sure how.
We don't know how it's pronounced, but he's our brother in the Lord.
It gives a name certainly to this person. This very question was surely on the hearts of the early Christians when the namesake that Stephen has from the Bible character of Stephen became the very first recorded Christian martyr in Acts 7. A wonderful but easily overlooked snippet is that the scripture it's in Acts 8 verse 2. It says this, Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. I wonder how this shook their faith.
In regard to these matters, we'll simply have to practice unwavering faith and wait for the answer to these questions. In the meantime, let us stay true and faithful. And once again today, join Joshua in declaring, As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Let's pray together. Father, I want to faithfully serve you in the good times, in the bad times, and in the waiting periods of my earthly journey. When trouble is all about me, you are a welcome refuge, providing safe shelter in the midst of enemy fire. Help me to remember that no enemy can defeat your intended purpose for my life. Even if my physical body is slain, my spirit lives forever in your presence. I want to trust you, no matter the circumstances, and rejoice in your abundant goodness to me. Amen.
Amen. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. This is a ministry we delightfully share together. We've met in Bible college in the early 70s, married in 1976, and celebrated this May our 30th anniversary. We are in ministry together, and we find such delight in just two very normal, regular people sharing these messages with believers all over the world. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There are quite a few additional resources on the site today. There's a link to that story. We find it significant in that just placing a name and an actual situation to a Christian martyrdom I found so touching to me. Also, I have an audio up to that song that popularized the phrase, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, a Don Moen song. In fact, this appears to be an original recording somebody else has put up on the web. You may or may not be able to access it. I hope you can.
Well, Don Moen sings it, but he didn't write it.
Oh, thank you, Brooksine. We're still together, obviously. We sit right beside each other preparing these. We had a great visit this weekend from longtime friends who now live in North Carolina. Mike and Kathy Matangelo attended the very first service we had in the church we established in northern Pennsylvania way back in the 70s and have been dear friends ever since. They continue to faithfully serve the Lord and are involved in a number of different ministries, and I think it's significant. We're glad their children serve the Lord, but one son especially is involved in mission service in Peru. I got an interesting email this week, quite a surprise, the first I think I've ever received, a foreword from my former church secretary in New England. She's an incredible lady who has served in a variety of capacities in that very same church since the 1940s, and she continues to serve. Well, she sent an email message her son, who is a minister, sent to her. It sure got a thought-provoking message. It's a video. Make sure and turn your volume up if you listen to it. There's a link to it on the site. Finally today, there is a photo that I took. It's may appear it's trick photography. It's really not, but it's sort of a humorous reminder of what it may look like when the Lord returns. It's of a friend of mine. I took it on a men's retreat last weekend. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ and be encouraged today.